Ian sent me an email recently to remind me about a Kickstarter project. They're looking to fund Night Terrace. You may have heard me talk about a podcast called Splendid Chaps, which was running in the lead up to the big anniversary Doctor Who special. Well, Night Terrace is their new project. Very simple idea. They were sitting around and they basically agreed it was about time there was a female Doctor Who. And rather than, you know, wait for the BBC to get around to it, they said, well, why don't we do it? So it's basically a Kickstarter project to fund an 8-episode audio adventure of a time-travelling woman.
Who is not called Doctor Who?
Who's not called Doctor Who. Who has retired from some mysterious department and discovers to her great distress that her terrace house to which she's retired starts travelling through space and time and meeting monsters and killer zombies and robots and things like that.
Okay.
And it's brought to you by the same people who produced Splendid Chaps.
So this is Adam Richard who did...
And they also did Outland.
Outland, yes.
Mm-hmm. And various other things. It sounds like fun. And the various levels of support I've tossed into the package that'll get me a USB key with all the episodes on it.
Cool.
And an invite to the launch party later this year in Melbourne. So that should be fun. Occasionally you find nice projects on Kickstarter that you think are worth supporting. Adam, you supported a Kickstarter project recently, didn't you, for Veronica Mars movie?
Yeah, I hit 30, 40 Kickstarters so far.
Okay.
I like Kickstarter. It makes me happy. Veronica Mars was interesting. I think the problem with Veronica Mars, it's a perfectly good movie. I was pleased to see it. You got the best feedback of any Kickstarter I've done, where you keep getting these emails until you're really sick of getting emails about everything happening in Veronica Mars. But hey, at least they send me emails, so we were kept in touch.
And the movie's out now, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. And the movie was you know, a really nice long episode of Veronica Mars, so in that sense it works.
But you've seen it already?
I've seen it, but there were issues around it because most people backed it, I think, went for the digital distribution model. And when I've done Kickstarters before for movies, what you receive is a copy of the before they produce the movie. And so there's no DRM, you just download it and you've got it. And that's because you're backing indie movies by people who, when they make it, they just figure, hey, download it from our Dropbox or here it is, we'll do a BitTorrent and you can share it and download it that way, but please don't share. And people don't share, but they will, or not generally, but they're quite happy to download it without the DRM. And this time it went through a big studio. So the big scandal around it has been all the problems that came with getting your digital copy. You had to get it through a particular group. You had DRM. You couldn't play it on all devices.
It seems slightly dodgy that it was done through a big studio as well, if they're getting, you know, people to...
Well, the deal was that they went to Warner Brothers or whoever it was and said, we'd like to make Veronica Mars. And they said, oh, okay, well, yeah. And eventually, after some discussion, they agreed, you will make it if you can show that there is sufficient public support. You run a Kickstarter. If you make more than $2 million, then clearly there's public support. We'll back it the rest of the way and you can go make it.
Okay.
They got a lot more than $2 million on Kickstarter. So it was that kind of made sense, but effectively it's a studio movie with all the limitations of a studio release. You don't get the full copy of a movie. You have to have DRM on it. You can't just download it or whatever else. And it was interesting.
In fact, Ian had problems with that because he's running a Linux box and he's not connected to iTunes. And all the legitimate ways they gave you assumed you were either running a Mac or a Windows box.
Yep, that's right. And in the end,
so he had to pirate it to get his legit copy, which was ludicrous.
Yep,
that is rather.
And it was interesting looking at the pirated copies because all these messages being left by people saying, "I only download this if you paid to see the movie or you backed it." People wanted to keep supporting it.
Yeah.
But they just reached that point where the DRM was stopping them watching it. And I think it's that distinction between what a Kickstarter expects out of indie products and then watching Kickstarter move into more corporate things that are the limitations of a corporate environment.
Yeah.